Retailers and other traders say they are finding it difficult to cope with the new prices and continue to buy from their suppliers at the old prices. Mamadou So, a rice retailer, says the government's announcement has created confusion. He says customers are not coming because they say they have heard on radio that government has fixed the price of a bag of rice between 290,000 Guinean francs to 280,000 Guinean francs, or about $27 to $25. He says they are not buying it at those prices. Instead, they purchase between 290,000 Guinean francs and 288,000 Guinean francs, or between $27 to $26 from wholesalers. He says if retailers buy it at those prices and pay transportation, how they expect to sell it at government prices and still make a profit. The price of red meat, including lamb, is also at all-time high in Guinea compared to the price of chicken. But ahead of this year's month of Ramadan, the price of chicken has also skyrocketed, something traders deplored. Suleiman Barry runs a chicken shop. He says this morning his brother sent him a list of new chicken prices, and he was sad to hear that the price of imported chicken has increased during this holy month of Ramadan. He says the price of imported chicken used to buy at 250,000 Guinean francs, or about $22 per carton, now it's 270,000 Guinean francs, or about $24 per carton. He says when retailers buy it at 270,000 Guinean francs and resell it, they have to add to the price, which has an effect on their customers. Aminata Kamara, a housewife, has come to shop in the main market of Matutu, an area on the outskirts of the capital, Conakry. She says, contrary to government announcement of price reductions, prices continue to skyrocket. She says the prices of oil, rice, and tomatoes have all increased, and she says she is really in a difficult position. She says the authorities must do something to help them. She says, tell Mr. Dumbuya to help us in the name of God to reduce prices of basic food items in the holy month of Ramadan. Guinea is predominantly a Muslim state, but most Muslims are finding it difficult to put food on the table during these early days of Ramadan due to price hikes on food items. The Guinean government recently lifted taxes on imported basic food items such as rice, oil, sugar, and onions ahead of Ramadan. The government says it will send security agents to market areas to implement the new prices on basic food items and ease the burden on consumers. But it remains to be seen if the strategy will remedy the situation. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.